And that's where we leave the BBC World Service this morning. Good morning, it's 5:20 on Thursday the 20th of March, and this is Charles Carroll welcoming you to BBC Radio 4. The Shipping Bulletin is coming up in just a moment, followed at 5:30 by News Briefing. First, though, we'll have a look ahead to a new series, which is starting on Wednesday.
I'm David Dimbleby. During my career as a broadcaster and journalist, I've reported on wars, on elections, and on referendums. But in this series, I'm telling the story of something that underpins them all, the free market revolution. It involves a World War II fighter pilot, a chicken farmer, and a notorious politician nicknamed the Mad Monk. Their radical ideas help shift economic control from the government to private individuals. It's a story that spans my life and still defines us today. Invisible Hands starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds next Wednesday morning at 9:30.
That's coming up next week. Right now, though, here's Helen Willits.
Charles, thank you very much. Good morning. It's now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Thursday the 20th of March 2025. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Trafalgar and Fitzroy. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Trafalgar 988, expected Fitzroy with little change by midnight tonight. New high, expected Norway 1025 by the same time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking. Southwest backing southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, good. North at 0, south at 0. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeasterly 4 or 5 later. Fair, good. Occasionally moderate. 40s, Cromarty 4th. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair, good. Occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. Occasionally moderate. Fisher, German Bight. Variable, becoming east or southeast 2 to 4, fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White. Variable 2 to 4, becoming east or southeast 4 or 5, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Portland, Plymouth. East or southeast 4 to 6, thundery showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay. Southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, fair, then thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, cyclonic gale 8 to storm 10, decreasing 5 to 7, thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. East veering southeast 4 to 6, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea. East 2 to 4, veering southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. East veering southeast 4 to 6, rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Rockall, Malin. South or southeast 4 to 6, rain or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Hebrides. South 4 or 5, backing southeast 5 to 7, fair, good. Bailey. Southerly 5 to 7, veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later in west, fair then rain, good, becoming moderate or poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southwest backing south or southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally moderate. And southeast Iceland, southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, perhaps gale 8 later, showers then rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 20th of March 2025. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 4, 8 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 1, mist, 1.5 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Lerwick, southwest 4, mist, 2 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Lucas, west 2, mist 4 miles, 1020, now rising. Bridlington, northwest by west 1, 1019, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast 1, 2 miles, 1020. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 3, 11 miles, 1019. Jersey, southeast by east 4, 16 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, east by south 4, 5 miles, 1018. Scilly Automatic, east by south 5, 7 miles, 1014, falling. Valentia, east southeast 2, 16 miles, 1014, falling. Ronald's Way, north 2, 6 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Malinhead, south 3, 11 miles, 1018, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's valid for the following 24 hours and was issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Thursday, the 20th of March, 2025. The general situation. The United Kingdom will be covered by settled weather at first with a mainly southeasterly airflow. Low pressure will encroach from the southwest by Friday, bringing an increasing risk of thundery rain and showers with freshening winds affecting most waters. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly to 2 to 4, backing southeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 3 or 4, then increasing 5 or 6 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable becoming southeasterly 3 or less, then increasing 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable becoming southeasterly 3 or less, then increasing 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 4 or 5 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, southeasterly 3 or less, backing easterly 4 or 5, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, easterly or southeasterly 3 or less, increasing 4 or 5, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in the east, mainly fair, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme's Head, including the St George's Channel, easterly 2 to 4, veering southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, thundery showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, easterly 2 to 4, veering southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lock, easterly 2 to 4, veering southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly 2 to 4, veering southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southeasterly 4 to 6, showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. And Shetland Isles, southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7 later, showers at first, good. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast for the day ahead in a few minutes. Charles.
Helen Willetts. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Thursday, the 20th of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Charles Carroll. The headlines this morning: President Trump has suggested the US could take control of nuclear power plants in Ukraine as part of efforts to end the war with Russia. Officials in Gaza say Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 10 people after Israel's defense minister issued what he called a last warning to residents of the territory. In business this morning, the Bank of England is expected to leave interest rates unchanged when it announces its decision at midday. And in sport, Manchester City have taken control of the Women's Champions League quarter-final by inflicting a first defeat of the season on Chelsea. President Trump has suggested that the United States could take ownership of Ukraine's nuclear power plants to ensure their security. White House officials say he made the proposal during an hour-long phone conversation with President Zelensky yesterday. Ukraine's leader later said that only the nuclear facility at Zaporizhia, which is occupied by Russia, was discussed. The US State Department spokesperson Tammy Bruce insisted that the security of Ukrainian power plants would be boosted by US control.
That comes from President Trump, who is one of the best businessmen we think has ever been around, and he knows how to make deals. And there is a serious consideration, in fact, that if you have an American-owned entity via a company, perhaps not certainly the government necessarily, I think the presumption is that it creates a deterrent to strike.
Senior military officers from countries planning a proposed peacekeeping force for Ukraine are due to meet in London today. More than 20 nations are thought to be involved in what Keir Starmer has called the Coalition of the Willing. The Gaza Civil Defence Agency says at least 10 people have been killed by Israeli airstrikes in the southern city of Khan Yunis. The Israeli Defence Minister, Israel Katz, has warned that the new military offensive will intensify until Hamas frees remaining hostages and gives up control of the territory. Hamas has not declared its return to fighting. The US has said that its proposal for a ceasefire extension remains on the table. An independent report says cancer screenings have been missed and criminal convictions overlooked because official data is often being collected about people's gender identity rather than their biological sex. The review was commissioned by the last government. The Department of Health has said that it will urgently investigate. Here's Charlotte Gallagher.
While people can legally change gender, they can't change biological sex. This means a woman who transitions to become a man may still need cervical smears, and transgender women may need their prostates checked. This review by Professor Alice Sullivan found that some people were missing these crucial sex-specific cancer screenings